For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I didn't talk to him. I was upset, man. I was upset, you know. Kansas, you know, that's like my first love, you know. It showed me the way, showed me how to be a champion. You know, showed me, gave me two rings. I was bitter. You know, I was angry because I wanted to stay in that environment around everybody who I was used to. But, you know, it's God's plan.
Legarius Sneed, after being traded from Kansas City to Tennessee. Going to talk some Titans here. Jeremy and Joe with you on a Thursday morning.
Tyler Rowland of Locked On Titans, now on the Wester Hotline. Morning, Tyler. Ready for the season?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, and I am more than ready for the season. It's been such a build-up. It's been so long since we last saw a football game. I'm just ready for it to kick off.
Are the Titans going to be sneaky good? Is there any sort of belief down there that they're going to surprise some people?
I think it's certainly possible to happen. I mean, when you look at where the tiers of teams are in the AFC, people often lump the Titans in with, like, the Patriots, the Raiders, you know, teams that you don't expect to play very good football this year. But I think the Titans are far more talented than those teams that they get lumped in with. And I think the Titans should be in the tier above with, like, Jacksonville and Indianapolis, and, you know, maybe the Chargers as well. The Jets might be in that one. I think the Titans do have a lot of talent, and if things hit, and when I say things, I mean Will Levis, then the Titans absolutely have a chance to be a sneaky good team, and I think that they could push for a wild card spot.
One, like, housekeeping thing to get into before we get rolling here on the Titans, and fantasy owners this weekend might be interested too. What's the status with DeAndre Hopkins and his injury? Is he still looking like week one's going to happen for him?
Week one is still the plan. He is not practicing this week, or he didn't practice on Wednesday. He could be at practice on Thursday, for all we know, when they take the field later this afternoon. But the plan right now is still for him to be back week one. That's the expectation, and I haven't heard anything that would make me think that wouldn't happen.
All right, so on things hit, and Will Levis being those things that need to hit, the thing I want to know is, how often is Josh Allen's name invoked when talking about the potential for Will Levis? Big arm, big guy, not afraid of contact, plays like he's crazy, like we've seen Allen do sometimes. Is that a dream for Titans fans?
Well, as somebody who fully ingratiates himself in the online community, I have certainly seen Josh Allen comparisons before, and I understand the things that you rattled off, but I think that is somewhat of a dream, but I don't see Will Levis as the athlete and the runner that Josh Allen is. I think that Will Levis can be effective in the run game, but I don't think he's ever going to be the threat that Josh Allen is. So I think that comparison may be a touch off. Now, if we want to compare the recklessness, the physicality, the ability to create turnovers, I think that Will Levis is right there with Josh Allen, but I just don't think he has, like, the natural running ability to be exactly that. I honestly see him as more like at his peak, obviously. I don't think this is who he is right now or anything, but if he hits his potential, I think he's kind of like a Brett Favre, Matthew Stafford type of player is how I would see it. That kind of fit. They both have that sandlot, rough and tumble attitude. They aren't quite the runner, obviously, that Josh Allen is. So I see the Josh Allen comparisons. I understand why people go there, But for me, I honestly see at his peak, if he gets to his best version, I think Will Levis is more of like a Brett Favre, Matthew Stafford type of guy.
Right. The comparison, one of them might be, he feels like he's the second most likely quarterback in the league to try to jump over somebody behind Josh Allen.
Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah. For sure. But hey, like with Josh Allen, you guys have seen, there is that turn, but you wouldn't trade that because of all of the big plays that he creates. And last year, Will Levis's big throw percentage was his turnover worthy percentage was crazy, but he threw big time throws all the time at a higher rate than most other quarterbacks. So that's kind of the give and take here.
How about the supporting cast? It's the first year of the post Derrick Henry Titans, so a full on offensive shift from an identity standpoint.
And I think it was absolutely needed. I think one thing that Brian Callahan said early on is that he wants to give Will Levis the answers to every question on the test. I think last year, schematically, teams, whether they were a zone team or a man team, they all played the Titans the same. We're going to play tight man coverage because you don't have separators outside. We're going to stack the box, and we're going to bring pressure downhill and penetrate so that Derrick Henry can never get going. And the Titans just did not have the schematic answers for the way teams were playing them week after week. Brian Callahan has already shown this preseason that he's willing to do different things. We've seen zone runs. We've seen gap runs with pullers. They have all of the answers to the test, no matter what defenses want to throw at them. And I think that's going to be a huge development for Will Levis. He's not trying to make, you know, chicken salad out of chicken bleep. He's actually got some good ingredients to work with now.
Yeah. I've wondered too, like, how much those weapons will help him with. I read a breakdown that last year it was all deep shots or like super short for Levis, and there wasn't really a lot happening in the middle of the field, or at least he wasn't even, you know, he wasn't attempting passes in the intermediate all that often. But when you look at Boyd and you look at some of these other pieces they've added, I wonder, like, for you, do you think they're going to make more of an effort to have like a full-rounded pass game?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there were multiple factors. I mean, the Titans' offensive line was maybe the worst in the NFL the last 2 years, up there with, you know, the Giants and the Commanders. Like, it was definitely a bottom three unit. And when that's the case, I got to give Mike Vrabel a little slack. He said it. We can't have a drop back passing game. So everything for the Titans was schemed up shots, off play action, downfield. And they knew that they couldn't go on 10, 12 play drives with efficiency. So we got to get a big chunk play here to flip the field, or we're not going to get any points. So I understand why the Titans were trying to play that way, but ultimately you can't win that way. So I think Brian Callahan has brought in more of a quick timing passing system where Will Levis is going to have easy, quick throws to the sideline and quick little slants over the middle, and they're going to throw the ball more on first and second down and be more efficient there. It's kind of funny. The Titans didn't throw the ball. Like, it was like the second fewest passing attempts on early downs last year, but they had top five efficiency when throwing the ball on early down. So it was like the thing that they did the best or that could help them, they just weren't doing it, which ultimately is why I was in favor of getting rid of Mike Vrabel. But Callahan has totally changed that. It's going to be a three wide receiver system mostly. So I think it's going to help Will Levis out a ton, and it's going to diversify the offense so that they're not so easy to stop.
Tyler Rowland, Locked On Titans. How about the defense? T'Vondre Sweat added to the defensive line with Jeffrey Simmons. Like, they also made a trade for the linebacker from the Rams, like L'Jarius Sneed. Is this Titans defense ready to be a bit of their identity as well?
Well, they're trying to buy a defense, and that doesn't typically work. I mean, with Sneed and Awuzie and then Kenneth Murray, you get the trade for Ernest Jones. You add Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs, and they're trying to do all they can. And the Titans don't have a lot of young players to pay because John Robinson was so bad in 2020 and 2021 in the draft. So they can afford to do stuff like this. But for me, it all comes down to the defensive coordinator, Denard Wilson. He was in Philadelphia in 2022, number one pass defense. Goes to Baltimore in 2023 under Mike McDonald, number one pass defense. He was one of the most sought-after defensive coordinators. I would say the most sought-after defensive coordinator. He took the most interviews in the NFL with 5, and the Titans got him. So all of that talent together, I would typically tell you that buying a defense like that is probably not going to work out. But Denard Wilson is one of the most talented up-and-coming defensive coordinators in the league, and he may be able to put all the right pieces together and make it work. They need the defense to be at least feasible. They've been a terrible pass defense for the last few years. And if you've been watching the NFL, you should probably know. But if you don't, I'll tell you, pass offense efficiency and pass defense efficiency are the two most correlated stats to winning teams. So if the Titans don't improve there, anything they do on offense may not matter as much. You know, they may be losing 36-35, and it may be more exciting. And trust me, I'd take it. Yeah. But it still doesn't mean it'll win unless the defense does their part.
You know, Tyler, you said something specific to us in Buffalo. We have learned this and see this. It's not run and stop the run. It's pass and stop the pass. And the Bills have done that for 7 years, basically. Like, that is the way to win.
Yep, absolutely. And it's kind of crazy that, you know, the Titans, I've been a Tennessee Titans fan along with covering the team the last 6 years. I've been a fan for 25. And to see them play the same style of football, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, we're going to run the ball and stop the run. And hear the coaches continue to say that as we've gotten into this modern era. It was like, you know, everybody's, I love Mike Vrabel. How could they fire him? But I've been watching him for the last 6 years tell me that stopping the run and running the ball is how you win. And I'm like, the numbers don't agree. And, at some point, you just got to make a change. So I'm happy with where they're at and what their philosophy is going forward.
And then quickly, Tyler, to wrap, if I got a fantasy draft this weekend, what's the better idea? Tony Pollard in the sixth round or Tajay Spears in the eighth?
You know, as much as it pains me to say it, because I am a big Tajay Spears believer, I think Tony Pollard is the right answer. I think he's going to get more touchdown opportunities. And I think if you had to say, I think they're going to split carries a ton. But if you had to say one, and I'll admit, I didn't think this would be the case, but Tony Pollard is RB1 for the Titans.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Yep. Have a good one.
Tyler Rowland, Locked On Titans. Great. I traded for Tajay Spears, Joe. Where were you 2 weeks ago?
He's still a good player, though. He'll be fine. He's going to split.
I traded 2.1 for Spears in a dynasty league. He's young.
It's fine.
It's fine.
He's young. Pollard was kind of down last year, but a lot of people think that was because of injury. I mean, the Cowboys are out here replacing him with old Ezekiel Elliott and
Dalvin
old Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. I do feel great about my... I also traded for Zeke this offseason, and that I do feel good about.
Yeah. The Cowboys, by the way, like, this is kind of related, I guess, because they're bringing in old running backs to be in their backfield. Jerry Jones said yesterday about Dak Prescott, I'm looking at having less supporting cast around him than he's had at any time in his career. He's going to have to make up for that, and he's going to have to do it in the future. Basically, Jerry Jones admitted yesterday that Dak Prescott will never have a team around him as good as he's had. That's not like a, hey, we're resetting. That's, no, this is reality now.
Well, the one thing here that the Cowboys are about to be, you know, sometimes, as we have our conversations about receiver, you're pitched that there are two sides to this coin. You can either be paying the quarterback and have cheap receivers, or young, cheap quarterback and pay receivers to help him.
Right.
Those are the two sides of the coin. There is a side of the coin where you pay a quarterback and a receiver. And the Cowboys are about to pay top money to a quarterback and top money to a receiver.
Well, they hope they can pay top money to a quarterback.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. I'm sure they will. And it is my belief that soon 10 teams will do that. This idea that you can only do one, I don't know why anybody would think that. If the Chiefs found their way to Justin Jefferson, they would pay him out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. It would not be like, well, we can't afford to pay two guys. Like, of course not. And I don't think the Bills will get to that spot either.
Well,
and
you did pick the team that decided not to pay Tyreek Hill.
I did.
And they have Travis Kelce.
That's right. Eventually. Yeah.
They have a guy.
And guess who else is maybe about to be a team that does this? The Browns are. They pay Deshaun Watson and Amari Cooper.
And Jerry Jeudy they paid.
And maybe they're about to go pay.
And they paid David Njoku. How do they have $62 million in cap space?
Because the cap's not real.
They paid everybody. And they have the most cap space in the league? They have the worst quarterback contract in the league.
Yeah.
Maybe the cap is fake.
I don't know.
It is a good point, though. Like, you're at least paying one guy. Like, yeah. Even the Hill example. If Kelsey's not a Chief, they would have paid Tyreek Hill.
Of course they would.
100%.
Yeah. And they paid Hill. Like, there's a point here about the Diggs trade for Minnesota. Minnesota trades Diggs and gets Jefferson. And that might have created this false idea that you could just trade the expensive guy again, a cheap guy. You know who else tried that? Tennessee. How'd that work?
It went horrible.
It did not go well.
Yeah, it went really bad.
The Eagles are a team that pays quarterback and two receivers.
Yeah.
Two! This idea you have to do one
and
of
trades for a third.
Yeah.
Lots of investment. But right, the money is
you have to do
tied
one
up.
Or the other. Like, no, you don't have to do one or the other. The middle is you pay all the good players you can. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Tennessee. I don't know. Ryan in Orchard Park played for Lafayette, the Lafayette Leopards.
Oh.
Are in town tonight. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys? How you doing? I had to call and stick up for my boys. I'll be at the game tonight.
You're going to UB and cheering for Lafayette?
Or are you wearing neutral colors?
No, of course I'm wearing my maroon and proudly wear my maroon.
All right.
No spots? No spots on that maroon?
No, but I did hear that comment. Actually, I'm thinking an alternative uni might be in the works. You have to reach out to Coach Trox and see if they can pull that together. That's a good
idea. Let's go. Let's go. Let's, as a community, get the Lafayette Leopards to wear some spots.
Yes.
But hey, look, here's the deal. So I was a punter there, 94-98. We played UB in 95. We beat them. I think we're going to win tonight again, probably by a touchdown or more. Good team. You have to watch our running back. The guy's sneaky good. But here's the thing. So we've won three national championships. So I got to set the record straight here. We've won three national championships, and some are a little dated, but 1896, 1921, and 1926. So it's been a while, but we've done it. And here's a little trivia, though, too. There's been a former Lafayette Leopard that played on the Bills. Can you name him? Now, it's a little bit of a throwback. I'll give you probably like 2007, 8-ish.
This is a drought guy.
What position?
Oh, I want to get
this. Well, he was a linebacker, but a very, very good special teamer who ended up going to Chicago and ended up going to San Francisco. And in the NFC Championship game against, gosh, who was it? Maybe the Saints or whoever the hell they played. Two big fumble recoveries on kickoff.
Okay, Bills linebacker went to San Francisco and then Chicago. Or Chicago, then San Francisco.
Two big fumble recoveries in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I think it was two or one, yeah.
Who is that going to be?
You might see his jersey randomly at like the Hammers lot every now and then.
What number?
I think he was 52.
Not Jonathan Stupar.
No.
John DiGiorgio.
John DiGiorgio.
No. His initials were BC.
BC.
Am I not going to know who this player is? Is it possible?
No, I think, I mean, yeah. Shockingly, there's a number of people who do. I'll give you his name. Blake Costanzo.
Oh, yeah.
He's a former Lafayette Leopard. So right. I just had to call in and let you know that three national titles, we're going to win by a touchdown or more tonight, and we need to get the Leopard spot idea going. I'll put a plug in for that. It's a good idea. But we used to have a leopard on the side of our helmet. Then they went to the L. Right. I don't like the L. I'll be honest with you, I don't like the L either. But,
the L.
So anyway.
Thanks, Ryan. Hey, and I mean, those championships, I don't care if it's 1896, the phrase is flags fly forever. It's a really old flag.
You kind of, like, at this point, though, you're putting up the 1896 flag, and aren't you getting, like, a look at these guys? Some 1896.
Yeah.
It's like Tulane. Tulane has an SEC championship. Should they fly that flag in their stadium?
Yeah.
From like 1940.
Yes,
or whatever?
They should. I had a similar conversation about like championships with I saw some buddies over the weekend, and one of the guys from college, it's a fantasy football league I was formerly in, but I left. I'm no longer in this league. And it's still going on. It's like 25 years. So my buddy Jenks, he won the title. I'm like, what number title is this for you? In this league. Like, I think it's number 5.
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know, that's kind of like the Toronto Maple Leafs. You're in a league that small, that long.
Yeah, you're
going to win a bunch. You got 5 titles in it's a 10-person fantasy football league.
Yeah.
In 25 years, you should win a bunch of titles. And that's kind of like the Leafs.
Has everybody won?
Yes. Okay. No, I don't know about everybody.
Okay, so I was going to say, like, we were in similar weekends. I'm in a league. Our league that was in year 15 that drafted this weekend, like we've got the history. We are very good at record keeping. Like we've got the all time records of everybody. We've got playoff berth numbers. We've got who's got how many championships. And what you don't want to be is going into year 15 or year 25 and be like one of the only guys that doesn't have one, because then you're that's getting mentioned every year.
You're bad at fantasy football.
You're bad, right? We had,
you're unlucky.
We had a buddy that was getting mad at us because we kept making fun of him. He's the only one with 100 losses.
That's funny.
In 15 years, like the 100 loss man. Wait, over here.
So how many? 10 teams, 12 teams.
12. Well, 12, and now it's 14.
14 teams.
We have a couple people have been for
15 years. You're supposed to have one.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that. It's not as bad yet.
No, you get to
25. I think you're 25 and you haven't won. That's not going to be a good feeling.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like you stink at fantasy football if you don't have one in 25 years.
I've got a league locally with a bunch of friends. I think this is year 10, and 5 people have won it. I think it's only 5.
Okay.
We have a 3-time champ,
Yep.
Three two-time champs. Okay. And a couple won. Like, yeah, half the league has never won it.
You just don't want to be the last guy who's never won it.
I'm ready for these drafts. I'm so ready to do some drafting. Oh, man. I'm going to just
let's go.
Let's get some drafts going.
See, I've had my fix, though. I've had my draft so far. I've got teams I could stare at. Do you ever do that? Like, you're just middle of the afternoon, Joe, like, I got nothing going on. I'm just going to stare at my team that I just drafted.
Middle of the afternoon. For the next 6 months, I'm going to have a tab open that's just my rosters during the show. I'm just going to be looking at it.
I'm saying, I'm just going to scroll down and just look at Blake Corum sitting there on my bench. Look at that guy. He's going to win me league winner.
He's going to get a high ankle sprain week two and never be heard from again.
No. Kyren Williams might get a high ankle sprain, and then Blake Corum will be a league winner for sure.
Two words for you. Bijan Robinson. Mm. Get ready. He's going to have a...
Those are your two words. My two words...
He's going to have a Marshall Faulk year. Bijan Robinson's going to have a Marshall Faulk year.
Man, the roster I'm looking at, like, this one team, this is the league we just drafted, I'm loaded. Like, I've got Jefferson and McBride and McLaurin and Nico Collins and James Cook, and the name I can't stop looking at is Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
I can't... Those are my two... Malik Nabers, man. Like, give me 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns this year. All day. They've got nothing else. I'm setting myself up, though, I'm so invested in him that...
Nabers?
That if he doesn't have a good year, I'm going to hate Daniel Jones more than any quarterback in the league. If he even plays the whole year. I mean, he could get benched, couldn't he?
He could.
For Drew Locke?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not that I might expect that goes much better.
Update, Team USA in the flag football semifinals is taking it to Switzerland, 39-6.
As they should.
Yeah, I mean.
Who's playing for this team? The flag football guys?
Well, let me tell you a little story
about
that.
The guy who said he's better than Mahomes?
Did he say that?
He said he said he's better than Mahomes at flag football.
Here's what was said. I saw the story at Pro Football Talk recently at NBCSports.com. U.S. flag football quarterback says it's disrespectful to assume NFL players would show up and take their spots.
Right.
His name is Daryl Hoosh Doucette. Quote, I think it's disrespectful. They just automatically assume they're able to just join the Olympic team because of the person they are. They didn't help grow this game to get to the Olympics. Give the guys who helped this game get to where it is their respect. We just don't think they're going to be able to walk on the field and make the Olympic team because of the name, right? They still have to go out there and compete. It's not that we need these guys. We're already great with who we have. At the risk of being insensitive, sounds like you want to go to the Olympics because you feel like you... Well, I played here first.
Right.
And that's not how the Olympics works.
Right.
If I invent a sport, I don't get to go because I invented it. Whoever's better than me gets to go.
Right.
The NFL's going to want NFL players at the Olympics. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And maybe there'll be some mixed rosters. Maybe they'll want that.
Also,
Can I predict the number one player that the NFL wants sure. at the flag football Olympics?
Tom Brady.
Taysom Hill.
And he's going to play every position.
Right? But I'm sorry.
No, they want bigger names than that.
Respect to the flag football Olympians. If you can beat out those guys, you get to keep that job. But you don't. It's the same way.
He's saying you don't get
to go because you're an NFL player. That's right. And you don't get to go because you're a flag football player. They have trials, and the best will go.
I almost want to go a step further and like just go fade into the. This might be the area of disrespect. I don't think they're there because you grew the game of flag football. I think that you're there at the Olympics because the NFL wanted flag football at the Olympics.
That's right. That's probably right, too.
Right? It's there because of football, not because of flag football. Has flag football grown? I don't turn on ESPN Plus even and see it. I don't know. I think it's there because the NFL wants to grow the game. They're playing in Brazil now. Next week, right? A week from tomorrow, they're going to play a game in Brazil. They're wanting to play in Australia now. They'll be wanting to play in China soon, I'm sure. Like, they're trying to grow the game globally because we had a guest on yesterday. How much higher can you go financially, right? How much more money can you squeeze out of every market in the league? One way to grow the game financially without having to squeeze more money out of every one of your cities is go to other spots of the world and go grow it there. And what's one way to do that? One way to do that is to play games there like they've been doing, and the other way to do it is put it in the Olympics.
Those would be fun games to watch.
And you can't have real football in the Olympics because that would probably be a little uncompetitive.
Who would win the silver? Canada.
They've got Chase Claypool.
That's right.
And I think Kincaid is Canadian. No? I thought I had seen that somewhere.
He's from Vegas.
Vegas, Ontario.
He's born in Las Vegas. He went to high school in Nevada, college in Utah.
Okay, so he is not Canadian.
Yeah, he's a dual citizen.
He is? Okay, there you go. He can play for Team Canada.
Yeah, he's a dual citizen.
They might need him to play quarterback. I don't know who they'd have quarterback available to them.
Jeff Garcia.
You think he could still play at, how old is Jeff Garcia probably? 60?
52. Yeah. It's a guess based on he was playing, how old I was when I watched Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garcia was good.
Here we go. The best Canadian football players in the National Football League today.
Chidi Ahanotu.
Who is that?
He's a guy that played for the Bills and took a limo from Toronto to practice every day. Right? That was the story on Chidi Ahanotu?
Okay.
He's not from California.
Quarterback-wise, it looks like they only have Brett Rypien as an option. Josh Palmer is Canadian, receiver from the Chargers.
I've seen plenty of sneaky, you should get Josh Palmer in fantasy leagues.
Chuba Hubbard is Canadian. N'Keal Harry, Chase Claypool. And do they have any good players? Javon Holland, safety for the Dolphins. There you go, that's a good player. All right, so they'd finish second.
We need a Thursday night parlay tonight. It's football season. We'll do one when we get back. 803.
Colorado plays tonight, too.
They do.
We mix them in.
Let's do it. Time for a three-leg parlay. Thursday's three-leg parlay. A week from today, we'll be putting this same game parlay on the Chiefs and the Ravens. Try to all, hit a little bit. All right. So,
a lot of games to pick from.
A lot of games tonight.
Yeah.
We're all doing games that are going to be tonight. Might as well do that, right? Why not?
Let's do it.
So, I'll go first.
Okay.
Howard at Rutgers.
Oh, you're going for the Bison?
Yeah. Rutgers is a 36.5-point favorite.
You went for similar logic that I was thinking
about. I've never seen Rutgers score 36 points.
Right.
Howard, plus the points.
Okay.
And I can, you know what? If there's one thing I can count on, it's Howard. So Howard, plus 36.5.
I thought about similar logic for...
I spent all of last year betting Rutgers unders because they just don't...
they don't score
the most
points.
Boring team of all time. Maybe this year they'll be, air raid offense, but sure.
So I looked at Lindenwood at Kansas.
Love it.
and saw Kansas minus 44.5. When has Kansas ever been a 44.5 point favorite in their history? But I'm not doing that because
Lance Leipold
now.
Yeah.
By the way, do you see where they're playing their games this year? Because their stadium, they're redoing their stadium.
Arrowhead.
I should actually couch this. They're playing non-conference games at the MLS stadium.
Okay.
And they're playing their conference games at Arrowhead. So you're going to get to see more Arrowhead this year.
Love it.
I'm going to go away from that, though, and I am going to bet North Dakota State plus 9.5 against Colorado. Enough of Colorado. Deion Sanders is big talk. Yeah. I would bet everyone's betting them. Their line, I guess, which was the big problem last year. Everyone's like, well, don't worry. We're going to figure that out in year two with recruiting and whatnot. And I read some stuff that they probably don't, and that their quarterback Sanders.
When's that game?
That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Takes a lot of sacks. That's Shedeur Sanders. So I'm going to go North Dakota State. You never schedule a Dakota in week one.
Plus 9.5.
Never schedule a Dakota.
Are they the Bison, too?
They are also the Bison.
This is the double Bison bet. Wow. Josh?
Is there a third Bison tonight? Because I will.
We should do it.
I don't know that there is.
Hold on. What's Lindenwood? Please be the Bison.
They're not the Bison. The Lindenwood Bison?
They're the Lions.
Oh, okay.
Would have been so good if they were the Bison.
I mean, UB Bulls. We can't bet UB.
So there's no other Bison? Because
Colorado.
Buffalo?
They're the Buffalo.
But we can't.
But I already picked North Dakota State.
Literally picking against them.
Well, the Bison versus Buffalo tonight. How about that?
Wait, can you pick the over-under in that game?
Sure.
All right.
Let's pick a different game.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, if the theme's not, I don't want to force it.
All right.
Hold on. What's Elkhorn State?
The Acorns.
Is that right?
They're the Elkhorn Acorns.
They're the Braves.
Okay.
The Acorns would have been so good.
You had me convinced.
Wouldn't that be awesome? The Elkhorn Acorns?
All right, Josh, who do you got?
Let's go Utah. Minus 38.5 in Utah. Southern Utah.
The Utes.
They're going to cover 38.5?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. 9 o'clock tonight?
All right.
Utah against Southern Utah. What's the trophy for this? This has got to be a trophy. The Civil War. The Arches Trophy.
It's the Pink Lake Cup. I don't know.
Southern Utah Thunderbirds.
We sure? Ooh, I like that. Are we sure none of these other teams are Bison? How many of these teams have played tonight do we know the nicknames of? Like, what could Central Connecticut be?
If they're the Bison, that'd be questionable.
They're probably not the Bison, I would guess.
Okay, the answer is...
You look that up. I'm looking up North Carolina A&T that plays tonight. What is the A&T?
Bucknell?
Bucknell?
We can't bet on UB in New York State, so we can't do that.
Nope.
Bucknell.
They are the Bison.
Who?
Bucknell.
But are they playing?
Oh, I thought you were reading them off of the
games tonight.
I was going to say, we have Bucky the Bison.
They don't play tonight.
Do they have a college football team?
No.
Bucknell plays Navy on Saturday. You want to just do it?
All right, let's do it.
The three Bison parlay.
Wait, where's Navy based out of?
Maryland.
Okay, Army's the one that's in New York. All right, plus 33.5, Bucknell.
Is that the spread?
Yeah. They're 33.5 point underdogs.
I got to find it.
Against Navy. All right, I got my slipping.
Saturday at 12.
I'm removing Utah, though. So here we go. The all Bison spread.
Love it.
North Dakota State plus 9.5 tonight. Howard plus 36.5 tonight. Bucknell plus 33.5 on Saturday. Three-leg parlay for plus 602.
Love it. Bison's cover. Everybody knows Bison's cover.
Bison's cover.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Howard, North Dakota State, and Bucknell Bison.
Good teams win. Bison's cover.
That's right. Yes. Let's go. I mean, I'm throwing a profit boost.
I didn't realize there were this many teams that were called the Bisons.
Yeah.
And again, we're not even counting Colorado Buffaloes for this.
All right. There's your three Bison parlay. Good luck having a theme like this any other week.
Where are you on Colorado, by the way, right now? Are they likable to you, unlikable, or just don't care?
Well, Deion's only going to be there for this year, and then he's going to leave.
Probably right.
So
with his son, his son will get drafted.
He has to win a little bit. The pomp, the I love the brashness. I don't care about that. I don't care about, you know, the, whatever. I'm fine
sending
with
his assistant coaches to Saudi Arabia to get NIL deals, because that happened last week.
I have no idea about that.
He did that last week.
I only have so much brain space.
He's banning reporters now from the room.
Okay.
Because they're critical.
All right. That's not great, but whatever. He's got to win games. If he wins games, he's going to go to a bigger school and have a better opportunity. But right now,
or
he's
the
just,
NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
that one you don't bet on?
No. You're not going to get an NFL head coaching job? No way. Not yet. He's got a lot more to prove.
A lot of people think the Cowboys, if he ever does.
It'd be crazy.
Him and Jerry will team up. It would be crazy. Yeah, right. No, more likely is the big job. I mean, how many games did they win last year? Five? So he's got to have a year, right? He's got to be in play.
They got to make a bowl game.
They got to make a bowl game. Doesn't he have to be in like playoff contention?
I think if they make a bowl game and they go 8-3 or 8-5, whatever.
Okay.
However many games they've got. He's got to win. And his quarterback and Travis Hunter, like they've got two players that should win.
Yes.
You should win five games because you've got guys that good.
Yes.
So he's got to win. Extendo Sports. Coming up in a moment. We'll get to that. And close things out before passing off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're a week away from the NFL season. Good times. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. I got a thing happened yesterday I want to talk about. So, it's happening today.
What happened?
All right. So, a couple months ago, my son, my daughter, they're introduced to monster trucks. We went to a monster truck show at Chautauqua County Fairgrounds. And we get a lot of the characters, a lot of the, you know, the monster truck cars. There's Megalodon, Max D, there's the Hot Wheels ones, there's the Monster Jam ones. It's kind of like WWE and WCW. Like, there's two factions. Anyway, so we have them all. We've got El Toro Loco. We've got Race Ace, Gunkster, Five Alarm, Bone Shaker. You're like, who are these people? I'm like, these are monster trucks. And we build ramps and we build jumps. And, you know, I see things with monster trucks and I buy them because they're for my son.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people say, like, well, when you have kids, you have a chance to relive your own childhood. And here I am buying toys for him all the time, and my daughter, too. Like, they just play monster trucks. They love it. So, now, yesterday I found out there's a Monster Jam Showdown game for PlayStation 5. And...
Nice.
They're definitely not old enough to play video games. And I'm watching this trailer, and I'm thinking... You know,
you're going to get it for yourself?
No, no.
But isn't the problem there, if you get it for yourself, you can't play it in front of him because he's going to want to play it.
I definitely can't do that, right.
Yeah.
As it is right now, like, he'll see a video on YouTube of people doing the monster truck race, and then we'll spend the next 3 hours building tracks and doing races. So, you know, am I going to buy this video game for me? No. No. But how is this possible? Is just monster trucks making a big comeback? It feels like they were gone. Was I just out of the loop?
I feel like you're just in the loop. Well, I bet there is.
When's the last monster truck video game before this one? Have they had them?
I don't think there's ever been one.
I can't remember.
Because I was a big monster truck kid, and I never had the video chance game? To get the video game or a video game.
I've never seen a video game with monster trucks.
Monster truck.
Other video than game. Twisted Metal, does that count?
No.
That does not count.
That does not count.
There's monster trucks in that, though, aren't there?
Yeah, it looks like there was Monster Jam Steel Titans 2 way back when. So there was one. Okay. We've got a couple.
But, like, how long ago?
I don't know. Monster Jam Steel Titans 2. That implies the existence of a Steel Titans 1.
Yes, I would think so. Yeah.
And this is older. This is PS4, the Nintendo Switch. Anyway, no, I'm not going to get the game.
They had some games come out. Monster Jam Maximum Destruction. 2002, 2003, That was the only game I'm finding.
So what we're seeing is we feel like we're entering a reinvigoration of the Monster Truck universe.
I was going to say, because 2003 feels like, to me, the heyday of the Monster Truck.
Those were mostly on, like, Game Boy and... Oh, no, they were on... It was on PlayStation. Never mind.
Okay. The original PlayStation?
PlayStation 2.
Okay.
All right.
Stat of the day. Teams in Major League Baseball... Saw this, we're 1,192-0 in the last 7 years, went up 7 runs in the 7th inning. And now 1,192-1 because the Pirates lost yesterday, 14-10 after being up. Other thing to mention here, did you watch the receiver documentary? I kind of stopped. I'm kind of like maybe over... There's too many. There's too many. Oversaturated with the... the follow-along athlete documentaries, but this one I might do. There's going to be one on Netflix called Starting Five. It's basically quarterback or the receiver documentary, but with NBA players. And the five players are LeBron, Tatum, Anthony Edwards, Jimmy Butler, and Sabonis. So you got like a LeBron Hard Knocks coming.
Okay. LeBron says that Bronny can't call him dad. When they're on the court.
Oh, when they're on the court.
Yep. We already
That makes sense.
Quote, once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I could be dad again in the car if we ride together. At home, I could be dad. But he's got to call me 2-3 or Bron.
2-3.
Yeah.
Get out of here. 2-3.
That's his number.
I know.
Hey, 2-3.
Bron.
Bron or GOAT if he wants to. He was kind of joking about that. It's up to him. Can't call me dad on the court.
Wait a minute. He's not wearing number 23. I thought he's wearing number 6.
Okay, well, 2-3 is what you can call him.
No, he is. He went back and forth. Okay, he's wearing
23. Is he wearing 23 again?
I think so.
Whatever he's wearing. That's what he said. You can call me 2-3.
I guess that's probably appropriate, isn't it?
What did Gordie Howe's kids call him while they were playing hockey together?
Grandpa?
That's also saying that he's going to make the team or play.
Oh, he's going to make the team and he's going to play. LeBron's going to make sure of that the same way he made sure that he was going to get drafted. All Noah right. Brown, by the way, signed with the Commanders.
He could be their number 2 receiver.
He could.
Honestly.
It's not a bad room. McLaurin, Brown. That's about it. It's not
Diami Brown is the next name. Zach Ertz, baby. That's the name. He is going to be second on that team in targets. You watch.
Okay, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. Good luck to UB tonight against the Lafayette Leopards. Go ahead and hand them that L. Sorry, Ryan in Orchard Park, who's going to go to the game and root for Lafayette. Just one guy. If you're there at the game tonight, you see one guy sitting in a section wearing Lafayette colors.
Yeah.
Say hi to Ryan, who called in earlier. Thanks to everybody. Who else? I wanted to shout somebody else out. Oh,
the Champions League draw today.
I wanted to shout somebody else out. Did you know that as a regular listener, I want to say hi to Matthew, wrote in just to say, like, hey, love the show. He is one of the coaches on the VCU men's basketball team, and his title is Director of Analytics.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
Love it.
So now this is a VCU show.
All right.
In addition to Syracuse and UB and whoever else we want. The Atlanta Falcons. Sometimes the Jets.
It's not a Falcon show.
It's a Falcon show.
I'm not allowing
it to be
a Falcon
show. We got to go. All right, sales up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.